Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb. We are at Roy's Meat Service in East Nashville. Come on by and hang out with us. Our one-on-one show next hour is Vol for Lifer, Bubba Miller. Quarterback. He was the quarterback of the offensive line. He'll be joining us, of course, Eagles, Saints, everything he's done. Bubba will join us, hang out with us. One of my favorites. Page football. Wow. 5-5A. They are into it with a good win last night over Kirkwood, 24-7. Patriots coach Charles Rathbone joins us. Good morning, coach. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How are y'all?
Good. Let me. I was just looking at your last 6 games, and you've given up a total of 27 points in shutouts. I want to start with that side of the ball. Everybody talks about the athletes you run through there. We know that, but that side of the ball is awfully important to you, isn't it?
It is, and they've played really well. We've gotten a lot better since that very first game. You know, we had 3 or 4 guys that didn't get to play in the first game, at least didn't get to play defense. So they're finally getting healthy and rolling a little bit, and that side of the ball does a really good staff of preparing for anybody that we play.
Coach, we keep talking about your players you run through there. What about Sanders last night with 8 catches for 241 yards and scored 4 touchdowns?
That's not us.
No.
Good notes, though.
I wish we would have had that.
Well, I tell you what, though, I got one for you.
That's not my first mistake.
That's okay. Well, he's running steps after the show. The moving of Eddie George from TSU to Bowling Green State, and then taking over Reggie Barlow, he brings in an assistant coach. For special teams, defensive back. Of course, I do play-by-play for TSU, Gerard Cruzy. And then he brings his son with him, who's your quarterback, Cam. So let's bring it all the way back. Aren't you glad Bowling Green State hired Eddie?
Oh, man, absolutely. I mean, are you kidding me? Cam is a special, special kid. He's a special quarterback. And, you know, his career, his legacy is not going to stop at Page High School. It's going to continue way into the next level, maybe even further. He's got all the talent and all the skills to play at the highest level.
Well, and he grew up, his dad, you know, worked a lot with the Chiefs, the Browns, collegiately. I know him and Greg Williams are really tight as well. Can you sense that growing up in that atmosphere as he now leads your offense and your team?
Yeah, you can tell he's definitely a coach's kid. I mean, he knows all the checks. He wants he wants to make sure that all the I's are dotted, T's are crossed in the game plan, and that he knows exactly what is expected and where everybody's supposed to be. I mean, he puts in the work, and obviously that shows on Friday nights.
Coach, let me get this straight now and not mess up anymore. You have a tradition there. You've got quite a few players, of course, on the defensive side of the ball that's playing at the next level. So that has to be a plus for you because the people, the little ones at Page growing up, you do an outstanding job in the middle school and, of course, the junior pro leagues out there at Page. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I'll tell you, it's funny you bring that up. Last night we go out after the game, and we always go out to eat, and I get a text from Ronan O'Connor. You know, Clemson and Louisville played last night, so he took a picture of him and Eric Hazard together after the Louisville game and sent it to me, and that's pretty special. So, I mean, obviously all that stuff trickles down into – to the programs, you know, the middle school and freshman team and all that, and it's very important. And it's just awesome to see those guys. We've got Ains playing at Tennessee today. So, I mean, Weebush at Wake Forest and Gavin Rush at Arkansas. So, I mean, all that stuff is trickling down, and they'll send me a picture every now and then. It's just kind of special to get that, just to see them doing so well at the next level and achieving their goals and living their best life.
You wake up this morning, you're on to the next round. I'm sure you took a little, after you ate, you took a little sneak peek last night, but it just seemed like Page and Beach have been on a crash course. And you talk about a game that could very well be a championship caliber game with these two teams.
Well, Beach and Coach Crabtree, they're always good. You know, they're physical, want to run the ball, and They're a special program too, so they do some special things. They got the quarterback that's committed to Kentucky to play baseball. They got two running backs that are the real deal. They got a left tackle that just flipped to Northwestern. So they got a lot of good players, and we have nothing but respect for them. And we're excited to line up against them and play a game and see who gets to go to the next level.
You know, Coach, with you being there for as long as you have, the success you've had, it's a lot better in the playoffs when you sit there and you host like you're going to host Friday night, Beach coming to you, than having to go to Beach.
Oh, man, we were talking about that last night, too, thinking about Centennial having to go to Memphis Central and then have to turn around and go right back to Henry County. So, I mean, that's a lot of mileage on those kids. So we're blessed. That's just the way the NCAA set up the brackets this year. So we're very blessed to be able to stay at home and kind of let them come to us. And it definitely makes a difference for sure.
And I think Coach Spears touched on it with his question previously. Because you build the foundation, obviously you get someone who's moved in like a Cam Cruzy that obviously his father moved to work at TSU. How do you sustain what you are? Because this is nothing new.
Well, I mean, you sustain with good players. I mean, we coaches, we get a lot of credit, and of course we get a lot of blame as well, but really it comes down to the players. I mean, do you have good players that are going to carry over the legacy and keep playing hard and that can actually accomplish those things? Or are you going to have a couple of down years in talent where you just can't do it? It doesn't mean the coach has changed or he sucks or he's gotten any worse. It just means that the talent's not there. We've been, make no mistake about it, all of our success has been due to players. It's been due to having kids that are very talented young men that go out there and put in the work and achieve at a very high rate on Friday nights and success on Friday nights. It is all contributed to those players. Nothing that me or my coaches are doing. It is all about those players doing the work and putting in the time and playing well.
Well, Coach, Beach, and that looks to be like one of the games of the week in the entire state. Beach at Page. Congratulations getting this far. Good luck Friday night. We appreciate it, Coach.
I appreciate y'all having me. Thank you.
All right, Page Coach Charles Rathbone.
Coach Rathbone at Page. Mm-hmm. That's who we were talking to, okay?
What did I say?
That's what I messed up. Oh. Not you. That's the first time in 14 years I've done that.
Yeah, I was.
That'll eat at me. I was sitting here looking at this. That's what I was doing. That's my bad.
From now on, we will print out no notes.
There you go.
All right, somebody that you won't mess up with, Buddy Brown. Our legend.
I probably will.
Yeah. Well, and he'll call you out, too.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We'll take a break. Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb. Hanging out at Roy's Meat Service right here. 94.9 The Fan.